Some years ago, Bruce Springsteen published a song. The song I'm referring to is Everybody Has a Hungry Heart. It's a song that, even though you may enjoy the beat and all that kind of stuff, what I would like to draw your attention to is the lyrics. Not a lot of them, but the lyrics. Basically, the song talks about a man who has a family, and one day, the song says, I took a wrong turn and I never came back. What you hear is the man didn't even somehow took that wrong turn and took the opportunity to flee from his family. Something wasn't right. The second verse is equally interesting. It says the man meets a girl in Kingston Town, I think. And then he says, we fell in love. Then we knew we had to tear it apart. And again, you see this man repeating with, everybody has a hungry heart. Everybody has a hungry heart. Then he says something fairly cynical. He says, lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody has a hungry heart. Now, the lyrics of that song express something that is true of all of us, but yet not taken to the extreme that the man in the lyrics of the song take it. You see, what the man depicted in the lyrics of the song is experiencing, like I said, something that all of us experience, is the fact that at moments in your life, you come face to face with the fact that everything you fought was going to fill the hunger of your heart, using the metaphor of hunger. That everything you think or you thought was going to fill the hunger of your heart ultimately is insufficient. And so what a lot of people try to do is they go and seek something else. He left his family, then he fell in love, and he could have gone on and on with all kinds of different things. This is a symptom of something that is what I would say very common. I would say, as a matter of fact, common and normal, not in the sense of that it's supposed to be that way, but in the sense that it's every day, that each human being, we live with a certain amount of hunger in our hearts. Now, we experience it at different depths, at different times. When your life is going well, you know, maybe you're in love or your family is doing very well and things are going well, we don't tend to experience it very much. We tend to go from entertainment to entertainment to keeping busy, and I keep busy with this and that. It's only in those moments when you're alone sometimes and you are facing yourself with no distractions that you begin to sense the sense of emptiness that is at the bottom of all of your activity. And you begin to realize that all of your activity is really a distraction from the fundamental emptiness, the fundamental lack at the center of your life. Now, maybe not experienced as a total lack, but it's certainly not experienced as you're totally full. Now, why am I talking about that, and why did I start with everybody has a hungry heart? Because, you see, the gospel today is continuing the emphasis on the Eucharist and on the presence of Jesus. And Jesus as the answer to human hunger. Now, please remember, we're not talking here about physical hunger. That's the metaphor. Jesus is talking about the hunger of the heart, exactly what Bruce Springsteen was speaking about, which is a common human experience. Notice what's going on in the gospel. Jesus has just fed 5,000 people. Last Sunday we heard the gospel with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then when he leaves, because everybody's chasing him, trying to make him king, they want to make him king because, hey, free food, you know? And so they want to make him king. And so he gets lost on purpose. And then they find him. And then you have the gospel this afternoon. And the gospel says, Jesus, frustrated, says, I tell you, you are coming to looking for me not because you've seen a sign, but because you've eaten your fill of bread. Now notice, for Jesus, miracles are only signs that help you to understand that he is more than just any human being. A person who has power to feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish is not a normal human being. And he's trying to have them look beyond that miracle to who he is. And then when he says, I tell you, you're looking for me not because you've seen a sign and look at something else. Because what's a sign? A sign is to point you somewhere else. You're not looking at that. You just want more food. And then he makes that statement. Why do you work for bread that perishes, food that perishes? You should ask the Son of Man and he would give you bread that is an everlasting bread, a bread that you will not hunger after you eat. And of course, they take it still literally. They literally take it. And they say, well, give us this bread always. And that's when Jesus brings it down, and they cannot, I can just imagine their faces when he says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. Using the thirst. If you remember the other scene when Jesus is standing at the well and the woman is drawing water. And Jesus says, if you would have asked me, I would have given you living water that you might never thirst again. And the woman says, oh, sir, give me this water always. That way I don't have to keep coming back for this well. And of course, Jesus says, I am the living water. Now, what's that got to do with Bruce Springsteen? Until you understand your own experience of the hungry heart, you won't really get the message of the living bread. They're connected. Until you understand the experience of a hungry heart, and please understand, the experience of a hungry heart is experienced in different ways by different people at different ages. I'm fairly certain, and please no insults to younger people here, but I'm fairly certain that the younger you are, the less you experience. And the more you think, oh, it's just because I need, and you put a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or I need more money, or I need this, or I need that. And we always think of it in terms of earthly wants. But what ultimately happens to everybody is that you go through these earthly wants, as the guy in the song goes through, and you wind up saying, none of that satisfies me. None of that. I'm still hungry, heart. I'm still empty. You know, St. Augustine said that in, there's a sentence in the chapel written on the wall. And St. Augustine said the same thing using another metaphor. The metaphor is restlessness instead of hunger or thirst. Restlessness. Augustine said, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. You can change that to say, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts will ever be hungry until they are satisfied by you. Please understand, I think until you get that, I don't know that you get it all at once. I think you may get it over time, and it may be more deeper every life phase that you go through. But I think as you begin to get it, you begin to understand how everything in life is good. It's not bad, but it's at the center. It's ultimately not what you were meant for. You see, there is a God-shaped hole in your heart, and nothing that you put there is ever going to fill it. No love relationship, no amount of money, no satisfaction, nothing will fill that hole. And so I invite you, if you have a chance, listen to that song. I don't particularly care for Bruce Springsteen's version of it. He wrote it, but it's a bit too rock and roll-y for me. The version that I like the best is by a female singer by the name of Minnie Driver. And she has a version of it. It's much slower and much more meditative. So just think about it. To the degree that you identify the hunger of your heart, to that same degree will religion, especially the gospel, become meaningful to you. To the degree that you still think that you can fill that hungry heart with all kinds of stuff, religion will be boring for you. That's just the way it goes. Until you get to the point of trying to fill that hunger with all kinds of, the image I get is filling the hunger of your heart with food that is spoiled. No matter how much you eat, you're still going to vomit. Because it's not meant for that. Until you find the foundation. And so, one last thing that I always like to remember. One of my favorite moments in the scriptures is when you ask Jesus, why did you come? And I know I say this to you often, but to me it's a self-center. If you ask Jesus, why did you come? His response is right in the Bible. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. And what's that imply? That you don't have it to the full. That you have, basically, a hungry heart.